The Noon News is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 34 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. officials say there was confusion over what was in the sky before a deadly drone strike in Jordan.
The officials say initial accounts suggest the enemy drone may have been confused with an American drone in the air at the same time. As a result, there was no effort to shoot down the enemy drone as it approached the U.S. installation known as Tower 22. The attack killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens of others.
The president and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says they will do whatever is necessary to protect American troops, a day after President Biden said the U.S. shall respond. Though his administration believes Iran was behind the strike, the White House says it's not looking for war with Tehran. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.N. aid agency serving Palestinians in Gaza is facing more funding cuts. Over allegations, 12 of its employees were involved in the October Hamas attack that sparked the war with Israel. They are a big part of Hollywood history.
There's no place like home.
In Minnesota, Terry John Martin was given no prison time after confessing to stealing a pair of ruby slippers almost 20 years ago Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. Martin says he wanted to steal the shoes as one last score. The 76-year-old is expected to die within 6 months. Amazon is calling off a deal to buy robot vacuum maker iRobot, blaming undue and disappropriate regulatory hurdles after the European Union signaled its objection to the deal. A former contractor for the IRS, Charles Littlejohn, who pleaded guilty to leaking tax information to news outlets about former President Donald Trump and thousands of the country's wealthiest people, was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Supporters of prominent Russian opposition figure Vladimir Kara-Murza Jr. says he has disappeared from the Siberian prison where he was behind bars. This is AP News. King Charles and daughter-in-law Kate, the Princess of Wales, are both out of a London hospital.
The 75-year-old monarch was admitted to the London Clinic, where his daughter-in-law, the Princess of Wales, also recently had surgery. The king had been diagnosed with an enlarged prostate on January the 17th after he experienced undisclosed symptoms. He cancelled engagements and was urged to rest before the procedure, which was completed last Friday afternoon. The king walked out of the clinic with his wife, Queen Camilla, stopping to smile and wave to well-wishers, but ignoring shouted questions from reporters. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Japanese moon explorer is up and running after several tense days without the sunlight it needs to generate power. Japan's first lunar mission hit its target in a precision touchdown last week, but landed the wrong way up, leaving its solar panels unable to see the sun. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 34 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for clouds possibly giving way to breaks of sunshine, mild conditions with a high of 39. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles and flurries possible with a low of 31. And tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy with isolated flurries or drizzle early and a high of 38. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 29, it's up to 34 degrees.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 34 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden officially launched his reelection campaign over the weekend. Van Orden's announcement was at his new campaign headquarters in La Crosse. Van Orden, who is in his first term, will be facing a challenge from a Democratic field of three candidates: current Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson. The winner of August's primary will face Van Orden in November's general election in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. Wisconsin lawmakers have until the end of next month to put up $7.5 million in matching funds to move to the next step in being a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront she's encouraged by the bipartisan support.
Even though our biohealth industries tend to be in Madison and Milwaukee, we have entrepreneurs throughout the state. We have manufacturing throughout the state. So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind this.
The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the matching funds this week. The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. Governor Evers is touring Wisconsin today to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during the State of the State speech. There are stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, to name a few. The governor's office also says he'll talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. The average price of gas in Wisconsin rose 3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $2.73 today. That's around 2 cents higher than a month ago, but over 53 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are at their highest level since November, due in part to cold weather shutdowns, recent GDP data, and new attacks in the Red Sea. He said we can't expect to see larger increases later this month. A proposed lemon law for agricultural equipment has a public hearing tomorrow at the Capitol. State Senator Andre Jacques drafted the bill in response to farmers who've repeatedly had to return machinery for warranty work. The DePere Republican says other states, including Illinois and Minnesota, already have a similar law. Wisconsin has had a vehicle lemon law since the 1980s, and that costs associated with agricultural equipment are much more substantial. Jacques said the bipartisan bill gained support after an assembly hearing, and he's optimistic it can still pass before the session ends. The hearing before the state Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee starts at, or did start at 11, or does start tomorrow at 11. Excuse me. Elected officials in western Wisconsin are still coming to terms with the departure of a major healthcare employer last week. HSHS Health System announced it will close its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. State Senator Jeff Smith called the news shocking. The Eau Claire Democrats said the sudden move has caused a lot of concern in the region, including how to replace mental health services offered at Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. The majority of the HSHS and Prevea closures will be complete by April 21st. More than 1,200 HSHS and Prevea employees will be impacted. The Republican author of a bill to limit abortions in Wisconsin says getting pregnant should be voluntary. Representative Amanda Nedweski spoke during Thursday's debate in the state assembly.
Because I believe pregnancy should be voluntary, I support the exceptions in this bill for medical emergencies and for rape and incest. However, Mr. Speaker, I also believe in personal responsibility. Except for the tragic circumstances for which exceptions have been made in this bill, most women are not forced to get pregnant.
The bill calls for a binding statewide referendum on whether abortion care should be prohibited after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Representative Joel Kitchens objected to characterizing the procedure as health care.
And if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. You know, in my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals, you know, determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than probably anyone here.
The Sturgeon Bay lawmaker joined most of his fellow Republicans in voting for the bill, although several who want an outright abortion ban voted no, along with all Democrats. Governor Tony Evers has promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. A mild winter is impacting recreation in Wisconsin. In the Cooley region, ice is only a few inches thick, when normally this time of year, ice is around 2 feet thick. A DNR warden said that they've had reports of people going through the ice in ATVs, UTVs, or even just walking out. With warmer weather in the forecast, the DNR said last week that ice on nearly all bodies of water in Wisconsin is unsafe, especially those with a current. The DNR says to check with local experts and guides about ice conditions before heading out. Grant County officials are looking for a man they say fled law enforcement multiple times on Friday. 35-year-old Andrew Dietzen is accused of crashing a car on Highway 35 in the town of B-Town after driving it through a field, damaging a fence. After getting the car stuck, Dietzen was taken into Lancaster by a passerby where he allegedly stole a car and sped away from sheriff's deputies attempting to arrest him. Deputies said Dietzen was sought by law enforcement in Outagamie County after a high-speed chase earlier Friday morning. Anyone with information should call 911. A man was ticketed and is accused of operating while intoxicated after crashing a vehicle in Coon Valley. According to Coon Valley Police, a 28-year-old man was speeding in town when he lost control of his vehicle and went through a yard, taking out a mailbox and hitting several objects in the yard before rolling over in a ditch. Police said the driver was taken to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with injuries, where he was treated and released. One of the two Wisconsin women accused of stabbing a classmate in 2014 to please internet horror character Slender Man is asking a judge again to release her from a mental institution. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that 21-year-old Morgan Geiser petitioned a Waukesha County judge on January 16th for conditional release. Geiser and Anissa Weyer were sixth graders when they stabbed classmate Peyton Littner nearly to death after a sleepover. The girls told investigators they attacked Littner to please Slender Man and become his servants. Geiser petitioned for early release in 2022, but withdrew the request. Weyer was released from a psychiatric facility in 2021. It's currently 34 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. Local individuals, organizations, and businesses were honored last night. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It is a cloudy 34 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:19. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards Banquet was held last night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Making a Difference is sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio. Mick Cosgrove, a member of Richland Rejuvenates, began the program sharing about the challenge to raise awareness for the Richland Community Food Pantry.
One of the first projects that we undertook was we put out a challenge to the larger employers in the community to raise awareness and funds for the local food pantry to help people that were food deficit. There were about seven or eight companies that chose to participate in that very first year. There was $11,270 raised, which we thought was amazing. But one local company and their associates really took this to heart, and they adopted this as one of their chosen charities to support. And they never look back. And I'm not going to tell you all the things they do. I'll let them, somebody from their speak to that, but I can say that the needs of the local pantries are at the forefront of the location in Richland Center. 12 months out of the year, they're doing something every week to keep this in front of their employees. So once again, tonight, we're recognizing the efforts of the staff, the employee partners of Rockwell Automation, who during 2023 raised a total of $38,529.17 for local food needs.
Bailey Graham represented Rockwell Automation.
Thank you so much for selecting Rockwell Automation for the Feeding Families RC Style Award. We are so grateful to receive this award, as it means so much to those who work so hard to fundraise for the food pantry. Again, this past year we broke our record high, raising $38,529, which was $3,000 over our record last year. The employees did a fantastic job putting together baskets, raffles, food events, and countless other things. We couldn't have done it with all of their time, support, and donations. So again, thank you so much for selecting Rockwell Automation.
Other businesses honored last night included the Phoenix Center as Business of the Year, and Computer Doctors received the Best Face Forward Award. WRCO's Phil Nee served as MC for last night's event.
All recipients of tonight's awards were nominated for their awards from the general public. The criteria for the nominations as follows. The nominee or businesses must be either located in or doing business or their work in Richland County. The following attributes are critical for the nominee: strength of character, leadership and creativity, dedication to the welfare of others.
Several individuals and organizations were also honored. They included Troy Sharp with the Civic Leadership Award, Jim Brock with the Community Stewardship Award, firefighter Doug Tyler and Richland Center Police Lieutenant Lauren Moe each receiving an Emergency Responder Award, Liz Perkins with the Educator of the Year Award, Marce Jelenic was named the Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Maddie Smith with the Up and Coming Youth Award, Marilyn Lofthauk and the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society with the Outstanding Organization Award, and the Hombres Ithaca Lions with the Nonprofit of the Year. Congratulations to all who were honored at last night's banquet and awards presentation. An American Red Cross blood drive is being held today until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments can be made by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld has announced that DOA will host a free virtual roundtable Wednesday to highlight opportunities available to veteran entrepreneurs through the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program. Representatives from DAV Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development will join the discussion. The roundtable will take place at 11:30 and share resources for veteran entrepreneurs, explain the process of getting certified as a diverse supplier, and outline how getting certified can benefit a business. The program will culminate in a live question and answer segment where attendees can ask questions and share feedback on how the state of Wisconsin can ease barriers to services. Although the roundtable is free, registration is required via Zoom. Richland County property owners are being reminded that Wednesday is the final date to pay your 2023 real estate and personal property taxes to your township, village, or city treasurer. Envelopes postmarked by January 31st will be honored as paid on time. Payments may be mailed to your local treasurer at the address shown on the lower left portion of your tax bill. Do not send payments to the county. The Richland County Treasurer's Office cannot collect current 2023 tax payments until after the January 31st deadline. Those making payments on delinquent taxes should continue to pay the county directly. If you have questions, call the Richland County Treasurer's Office at 608-647-3658. That's 647-3658. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking once again for caring individuals to send Valentine's Day cards to veterans living at the Wisconsin Veterans Homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. If you would like to send a card or cards, please be sure to mail them no later than this Wednesday so they may arrive in time to be distributed to all the homes on February 14th. Cards can be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707-7843. Do not include candy, food, or snacks with these due to allergies or dietary restrictions. Applications for the 77th Allison Dairyland are being accepted through Wednesday. As one of the most widely recognized communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, Allison Dairyland travels extensively promoting Wisconsin's agriculture industry and its impact on the state economy. Allison Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivating relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, and utilizes social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. The chosen candidate will travel extensively and be required to be in person at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Madison office each week. Allison Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing, education, or public relations. Applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 8th. The annual salary is $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave and use of a state vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for three professional references to datcpallis@wisconsin.gov or P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911 by 4:30 Wednesday afternoon. Application materials are available on the Allison Dairyland website. 4-H Family Project Day will be held at the Youth and Agriculture Center on the Grand County Fairgrounds Saturday, February 10th, from 9:15 to noon. Grand County 4-H Family Project Day provides school-aged youth, 5K and older, with an opportunity to make items as they explore 4-H projects. There will be 10 different project options encompassing a variety of areas, including woodworking, recycling, arts and crafts, and more. Family Project Day is free of charge thanks to the support from sponsors, participating 4-H clubs, and the Grant County 4-H Leaders Association. You do not need to be in 4-H to attend, but pre-registration is required. Registration forms are available online at grant.extension.wisc.edu. Forms may be filled out online and emailed to jenny.dixon@wisc.edu. The registration form is due to the Grant County Extension Office by this Thursday. A World War II-era hand grenade was discovered in the donated items at the Ashland Goodwill over the weekend. According to True North Goodwill officials, an employee found the grenade in the donations bin, called 911, and evacuated the store. The Ashland Police Department, Marathon County Sheriff's Department, and Bomb Squad detonated and destroyed the grenade in a safe location, and the store was able to reopen. No other weapons were found in the donations bin, and the incident is under investigation. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Deb and Bob Oler of Richland Center on ticket number 295. It's 34 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743. Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
It's 34 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Monday, January 29th. Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet, died January 20th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans is survived by a sister, Joyce Evans of Muscadet, two brothers, Tim Evans of Highland, and Thurman and Karen Evans of New Jersey. Also many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet. Murray Earl Moon, 77 of Richland Center, died last Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services, Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Moon is survived by his wife, Carol, a daughter, Lori Moon and Michael Standish of Franklin, Tennessee, a son, Chad Moon and Jennifer Britt of Richland Center, a granddaughter, two sisters, Marcia Mahatka and Melinda and Steve Jones, all of Richland Center, a brother, Les and Kim Moon of Winona, Minnesota, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Schweiger is survived by two sons, Kenneth and Sally Schweiger of Boscobel, and Paul and Shelley Schweiger of rural Hillsboro. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, her special friend and companion for 25 years, Kenneth McBain, his children, Ken Devon Barron, Rich and Karen McBain, and Carrie McBain, a sister, Ethel Knabel of Richland Center, brother, Harold McCoy of rural Hillsboro, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's and dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMZ Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMZ Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. BMC Methodist Church or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Patsy Gauger is survived by three children, Robin and Andy Jones of Boscobel, Renee Frazier and Tracy Sasha of La Crosse, and Rodney and Teresa Sander of Livingston. A sister, Joyce Rosenau of Boscobel, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a niece, stepson Steve Gauger of Baraboo, and very special friend and caregiver Sue Conley of Boscobel. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpsons Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpsons Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advance Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Deb and Al Walling and Greg and Christine Schmidt. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, most of the fog is lifted out of our area, although as of late morning, there were still some pockets of thick fog down toward parts of Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties, stretching over toward Beloit and Rockford, but that should gradually lift as well. We've got some milder air flowing in from the southwest. In fact, the sun has broken out back over southern Minnesota, much of Iowa, and parts of Missouri, and there the temperatures have warmed up close to 40 degrees as of late morning. We will be quite mild, really, for the next 5 to 10 days around here. With mild Pacific air locked in place and with the diminishing snow cover, the sun's heat will warm up the ground here quicker as well, so that'll boost temperatures on certain days. Right now, the warmest day of the spell looks to be Wednesday of this week, when readings could be well into the 40s, but we'll have multiple days in the low 40s through the weekend and possibly even into next week. Not a whole lot of precipitation either, as most of the weather systems veer around the Midwest. So the rest of today, cloud cover possibly giving way to some breaks of sunshine as temperatures top out in the upper 30s to near 40, southwest wind up to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight, some sprinkles and flurries possible, low temperature about 31. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy, isolated flurries or drizzle early, high at 38 degrees. Northwest wind between 10 and 15. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, low 26 with high in the mid-40s. Thursday, partly sunny and mild, low at 30, high 43. Friday, lots of sunshine, but slightly cooler, low 23 with a high near 38. Saturday, mostly sunny and quiet, low 22 with a high of 42. Sunday, another mild and mostly sunny day, low 23 with a high near 43. Have yourself a good afternoon. Again, expect highs in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 34, our low this morning was 29. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 35. The record high for this date was set in 1914 at 53 degrees. The record low 30 below was recorded in 1965. Last year's high was 17 with a low of 7. Sunset today will be at 5:09 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:20. Currently in Richland Center, we have southeasterly winds at 1 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.0 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The head of a group fighting global hunger discusses the Farm Bill and climate today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Reverend Eugene Cho says the two most important challenges and opportunities for food and agriculture this year involve the Farm Bill and climate. Cho is president and CEO of the hunger relief advocacy group, Bread for the World.
We have a window of opportunity to pass a smart and strong farm bill that benefits farmers, people experiencing hunger, and everyone impacted by food systems in our country and around the world. The current bill was written before the pandemic, the current inflation, this global food crisis, and honestly needs to be updated.
As to the second key topic, climate, Cho reflects on hunger initiatives from the recent COP28 United Nations Climate Change Conference.
But the decisions made there on climate finance, adaptation, and loss and damage weren't enough. We must act to ensure lower income countries receive the support they need to adapt to climate change, especially its impacts on food security and nutrition.
Cho was featured in a recent podcast from Food Tank, a U.S.-based nonprofit that advocates for improving the food system. There's a link to that podcast on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber. Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
A change in basis levels. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, Wisconsin's newest outstanding young farmers are Jacob and Jennifer Havish from Fremont. They were honored during a program Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. Jacob tells Brownfield he was not expecting this.
Very surprised. I didn't really even know about the award. Someone nominated us. I don't know who that person is, so thank you to whoever that is out there. The competition here, the other five other couples that we were competing against are superior, and I'm extremely surprised.
The Havish family milks 140 cows along with raising beef for direct marketing and doing some custom dragline manure application. They also plan to direct market their A2 milk in the future.
Diversity is key in this world of dairy, in my mind. If we're not going to grow with cow numbers, we need to increase our profitability by doing many things to keep them all viable.
The other finalists were Abby Driscoll from Newton, Mitch and Mackenzie Koppelman from Manitowoc, Scott and Katie Crone from Medford, Matt and Heather Rao from Whitewater, and Ryan and Lacey Wendt from Pound. Basis levels in parts of the northern Corn Belt look quite different compared to a year ago. Southeast Minnesota farmer Bruce Peterson says the better bids now are to the south, whereas last year demand for corn was stronger on rail going to Nebraska and Kansas.
Because they had a short crop the year before. Now the short crop is kind of in that part of it's just heavy demand in that northeast quarter of Iowa combined with maybe a little shorter crop. And then as you get up into the southern tier counties of Minnesota, the crop was, you know, unfortunately a lot of those guys got hurt too.
Peterson grows corn and soybeans near Northfield. The president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association says an electronic cattle identification system should not be mandatory for all U.S. cattle. As the U.S. cattle industry looks toward a widespread adoption of EID, Justin Tupper says only breeding cattle should be required to have them, and metal identification tags don't have to be phased out.
A metal Banks clip could easily be updated to an electronic Banks clip that is put in the cows, and we'd have the cow herd identified in less than 10 years. And they could move at the speed of commerce.
Tupper says the National Cattlemen's Beef Association will consider policy at their meeting next week that would make it mandatory for all U.S. cattle to have electronic ID tags by 2026. He says the USCA does not agree with the policy, and there are many unanswered questions.
Who holds the data? And I think that's hugely important when you start talking about ID and all these, because that has a monetary value, especially if in the wrong hands. And then who holds the liability when something happens to that critter and it's ID'd back to its home ranch?
Tupper raises cattle in western South Dakota. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
A slow start for both direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's a typically quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity as buyers and sellers are preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. It's likely significant trade volume will be delayed until at least midweek or later. Last week, live deals in the South were marked at $174 to mostly $175, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business was at mostly $277, $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with light to solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up 97 cents at $301.50. Select is 20 cents lower at $288.93. At the Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers 550 to 649 pounds were generally $4 to $6 lower, steers 650 to 699 pounds, and steers 750 to 799 pounds were mostly $6 to $10 higher. Heifers 450 to 599 pounds were generally steady with stronger undertones, and heifers 650 to 749 pounds were $6 to $10 higher. The market was active with a lot of buyers in seats and online. Flesh ranged from light hay-fed to moderate plus backgrounded cattle. The majority of the day's offering was fully vaccinated, long-time weaned, and were fairly clean. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 621 to 649 pounds, brought $270 to $289. Feeder steer 707 to 748 pounds brought $254.50 to $266. Medium and large one feeder heifer 614 to 648 pounds brought $258 to $284. Cash hog prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality with very, very light negotiated purchases. Processors had to get more aggressive in their procurement efforts last week and bid up to move needed numbers. It remains to be seen if that momentum will carry over into this week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that helps provide some price support. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are sharply higher at midday, up $9 at $48. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $23 to $35. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $24 to $34. And pork values were about steady at midday, down two ticks at $89.48. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
More.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from 10 Second Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger crowd. Large square stepped at $255 a ton and large round stepped at $215 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Potosi Brewery items, household tools, feed bins, and much more. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Watch for many more online only auctions at www.10secondauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are lower, right around the session lows on fund and technical selling, along with the higher dollar and lower crude oil. The Dow's down as well. Brazil's soybean prices have dropped as harvest advances for an even bigger edge in the export market. There are concerns in Argentina about a hot, dry pattern ahead of more rain next week. March beans are down 16 and 3 quarters at 11.92 and a half. May is 13 and a quarter lower at 12.03. March bean meal's up $4.10 at $353.10. March soybean oil's down 159 points at $45.34. Corn's lower, watching South America in the early planting pace for Brazil's critical second crop. This hot, dry stretch in Argentina does come during the pollination phase, and that could trim some yield. For now, though, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is projecting record corn production for Argentina. March corn's down 8 at 438 and a quarter, May 7 lower at 448 and three quarters. And wheat's pressured by the dollar. The big bearish factor remains slow export demand, with the trade ignoring lower U.S. planted area. The trade also seems to be shrugging off possible lower production in Europe and the drought in North Africa. March Chicago's 9 3/4 lower at 590.5. March Kansas City's down 9 1/4 at 615.5. Live cattle have turned mixed, but remain mostly modestly higher, and feeders are up, watching the distribution of the show list. And at least initially, the show list looks mixed. February live's down 17 at 178.27. April's up 40 at 182.07. With the lower move in corn, March feeders are 40 higher at 240.05. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads, with the February lean down 47 at 74.45, and the April contract just coming back to steady at 83.25. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
The role consumers could play in the future of the beef industry. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The beef industry has done a really good job of meeting consumers' demands. Producers have invested in genetics and nutrition plans to develop a higher quality beef product that provides a consistent, enjoyable eating experience for consumers. Neville Spear, a cattle industry consultant, says that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to opportunity.
I start to see entities coming, and I think there's capital moving into our business that, hey, let's line this up and let's really focus on delivering the right product to the right consumers at the right time. There's a portion of our business that I think is working very quickly to sort of escape a commodity model and kind of drive towards more of a very definitive endpoint. And I think that means story, as we're talking about. I think that means quality, right? You just can't have enough quality in a beef product, because we've got to compete against pork and poultry who can do it more efficiently. The differentiation really surrounds quality.
Today's consumers are not only willing to pay for quality, but there's been increased interest in premiums for how the animal has been raised. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Joan Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP an enemy drone that killed three American troops in Jordan may have been confused with an American drone returning to the U.S. installation.